ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome to the bonus episode of Wrecking and Racing, your favorite NASCAR podcast. I am your host, the Gas Man, with my co-host,
Lugs.
Lugs, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
So, happy unusual episode. It's a Sunday pre-race Daytona 500 for us.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest day of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, interesting thing, we're actually at Doc Sports Bar, so in Evansville, Indiana. This is our first time doing a true on-the-scene podcast.
Yep.
I like the atmosphere. We're doing a Daytona day here, so a lot of specials, a lot of deals. Some pools going around about, like, one of the pools, I think, is when Suarez, what lap Suarez will wreck on.
Yes, and fans, be mindful. We didn't make that up.
No, that was
That's the bar's thing.
Yeah. And here in a little bit, we'll have Big Cat, the bar owner, actually on the show with us. I think I heard a rumor that, like, his thing is to get – super drunk on the day of the Daytona 500.
Well, he seems to be pacing himself so far.
So. Yeah, so if it's later in the episode when we have him on, it'll probably be a little bit more entertaining, or maybe we'll have him on the beginning and the end just to see the difference for you folks.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks as always for listening. Thanks for telling friends. And I know you're not going to listen to this until probably after the Daytona 500 or a little too late, but each week we're going to do picks.
And yes.
Those picks are two drivers, any two drivers, and what we'll do, we'll keep running tally of points that each of those drivers earn each week. So I don't think there's a chance of a tie by the end of the season, but there might be. Mm-hmm. We'll come up with some kind of tiebreaker if that's the case. Like who?
Most wins,
most wins, right. Top five, et cetera. Yeah, we'll come up probably wins first.
Yeah.
So fans, if you want to join us, email us, wreckingracing@gmail.com. You're two people. We've had several fans actually go ahead and email us their picks. So
yes.
It's interesting. We've seen a couple fans walk in today. So if you're here, you'll get some free gear, like some koozies and some cups. And
handing out some free swag and whatnot.
Yeah, a chance to get a hat of ours and all kinds of stuff. It's good time. So, yeah, cool, man. I mean, I'm really super excited about today.
Yeah, this is a great American race, man. Nothing better than today's race. And good weather forecasted for the race.
Yeah,
so
I think it's like 80 to 84 and partly cloudy.
I know we talked about going down there. I kind of wish we would have.
Yeah, but we had extenuating circumstances at the time, and we decided not to because of those circumstances.
Yeah.
So it was unfortunate. But, hey, you know what? We'll make it up. We'll be at Charlotte for the 600. And who knows what else we might pop in at. So,
yeah, hopefully we'll make a couple this year.
Yeah. So definitely, yeah, I hope this is going to be a good – I think it will be a good episode. Maybe a little off kilter compared to our other episodes because this is something new we're trying. But hopefully it works out. We can come back and do it again maybe a couple more times.
So on last week's episode, we discussed a couple of our picks or forecasts for the 2019 season. You want to jump into our picks for today's race?
Yeah, because we kind of left a cliffhanger last episode saying that we'll do our picks today.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start? We'll start off with our Daytona picks, and then we'll go into our championship picks if that works for you.
Sure. You want to go first, or you want me to?
It doesn't matter to me because I know you're not going to have the same people I have, at least for today's race.
Yeah, I can't believe that you picked DiBenedetto for the champion.
Lugs, you have not seen my notes. And by the way, I did not have D Burrito as my championship pick.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
All right,
it'd be cool if he did, but that's not my pick.
Hit me. Who's your picks?
All right,
for the
500, okay, so I'm going to go – the 500 never seems to go as planned. There's
exactly.
Always something that pops up that's a little out of the ordinary per se, right? So today my picks for the 500 are – Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Oh, man.
And Clint Bowyer. You weren't expecting those, were you?
No, I wasn't, man.
Because I think everybody has Harvick.
I was just entering those in my database here. I've got a scoring sheet going on, so I'm tracking everything that our fans send us and all that kind of cool stuff. So my picks are Kyle Busch and Joey Logano.
So here's the thing. Logano is definitely a good pick. I mean, you've seen him make the only move of the duels.
Yeah, he had a power move in the duel. So if he's anywhere in the top five or, hell, even top ten with ten to go, I think you got to put your money on him. Busch, you know, Busch has been snake bitten. He wants it bad. So I think he'd wreck his grandmother to win today. So that's why I'm going with him.
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that because last year he pretty much would wreck anybody anyway. And he was bitching and complaining about Johnson wrecking him at this track during the duels.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he, I mean, how many times did he wreck somebody last year? Several times. Yeah. And I actually had a shirt that even said that Kyle Busch dumps more guys than Taylor Swift, if you remember that.
Yeah. In so regards, that was stemmed from the Larson Chicago situation. But yeah.
Yeah. And who was he spun at Richmond? Or was it Bristol?
I don't remember.
Was it Johnson? Was it somebody right after that? It's like, really, dude? Come on, man.
Yeah, I can't remember. Can't remember.
So, you and your memory, you can't remember?
I know. So, before we move on to our 2019 champion picks, I'm going to run through some of our listeners' picks here.
Okay.
Joseph Adams is picking Mr. Alex Bowman and Kevin Harvick. John Elliott is going with Kurt Busch and Denny Hamlin.
Interesting.
Daniel Cameron is going with Clint Bowyer and Kevin Harvick.
Okay.
Nathan Breeze is going with Alex Bowman and Kevin Harvick.
Okay.
And Douglas Shane Sutton is going with William Byron and Chase Elliott.
Interesting. So we had two people that chose Bowman Harvick?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, Bowman and Harvick, yeah.
That is crazy, man.
That was Joseph's picks and Nathan's as well. The common denominator here is definitely Kevin Harvick.
Yeah.
A lot of our fans are feeling Harvick today.
Yeah, which is definitely it's a good pick. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But my thing is, again, nothing goes.
Attrition. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing goes as planned. So
we've seen a lot of single file racing here this week in the duels and yesterday's Xfinity
disappointing
race.
Yes,
think that's going to show up today?
Yes, unfortunately I do. But here is the positive note, and not necessarily a positive, but there's been one person that's been very vocal about the not liking a race like that.
Chase Elliott.
Yes. So you seen him in the Xfinity race dip down a lot yesterday, try to make something happen. Nobody would
also
go with
him. Also, his dual race too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what I think what I'm getting to, what I think is that the Cup drivers are on a whole different level, and I think you'll see a little bit more aggressive moves. You've seen, like, immature, somewhat aggressive moves in the truck race, in the Xfinity race, you know, especially the truck race, which was an absolute shit show.
Yeah, there wasn't it really was.
It was like, nine cars finished the race?
Yeah, yeah. There was
and
one
even
truck,
out of those, there's only two that didn't have damage,
there
I
was
think.
One truck that finished with a top 10 but didn't technically finish the race.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, my point is that the cup drivers will be a lot more aggressive, I think, and will make the moves. It'll make it a little bit more entertaining. And they'll do it in a controlled manner that is respectful and entertaining. But I don't think they'll do it often, so there will be a lot of single file because they're going to be smart, obviously. Yeah. Why take the chance? You don't have to. But especially 10 to go, I think you'll see a lot more slicing and dicing and actual, like, chess maneuvers.
Yeah, and that's the – I was kind of let down with the Xfinity race yesterday. They were doing that single file stuff with, you know, the last 10 laps. There really wasn't ever an even attempt for a lead change there.
But
there was no big crash in that race yesterday either. So
right. I mean, the only thing, here's what I seen the only person, and actually he did very well, was Chris Bell. He was towards the back. He would literally one car at a time
jump down and
slingshot in front of him. And what happened is that he usually had a second car join him down, but that second car never had enough of a run to get in front of the other car. So they ended up losing positions almost every single time, whether it been, you know, Tyler Reddick or Chase or whoever.
Right.
you seen Chris Bell just slowly pick off. I think, what did he finish like?
I think he was in top, about right at fifth, maybe fifth, sixth, somewhere in there.
Yeah, but I mean, he definitely, like, he started off, like, when he started doing that, like 18th or 14th or something like that, and just slowly kept picking people off.
Right.
So, oh, goodness. Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead and throw her on now. We got a guest, a fan joining us, right?
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I think so. So, hey, are you joining us for a conversation? No.
Oh,
the pick a hat. Okay, so I think you're actually going here. Pick up the microphone. You're joining us on the conversation. Yes. Here, hey, hold on. Hey, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Put the microphone a little bit closer to you. Hold on. All right.
Hello, my name is Melissa.
Perfect. There we go. You don't sound quite as good as Luke Combs, but. Did you go to the concert last night?
I did go to the concert last night.
Yeah, I didn't know who she is. I never even heard of her.
He.
You're joking, right?
I literally don't. I'm the he, she, yeah. Luke?
He.
No, as I said, the he, she, yeah. I was joking about that. But I don't know any songs this person sings.
If you had some facial hair and your shirt was just strictly black, you could kind of resemble him a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
So he must be fat, too. Is that what you're saying?
A little bigger guy.
He's extra squeezable.
Okay. So you said your name was Melissa. I kind of know you. I've seen you walking around and flannering with men through this bar. Yeah, at least. Okay, so you used to watch NASCAR, correct?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you anymore?
I don't know.
I'm going to throw you on the spot. So.
I just don't.
Okay, who'd you used to follow?
Matt Kenseth.
Okay.
That's probably why you don't follow anymore.
They might be one reason.
Yeah, so he doesn't race anymore.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay. So did you find it not entertaining? Did you, like, be honest. It's okay. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Sunday race days were for lunch, start watching the race, take a nap, wake up and watch the end of the race.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, unfortunately.
Then I had kids who didn't always like to nap during the race.
So other activities took precedence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then making kids?
Like what?
Making kids?
No, not making kids. No. Just, you know, children activities. PG. Strictly
okay.
PG,
okay.
G-rated activities.
Okay. Awesome. So have you ever attended a race?
Yes.
Like what tracks?
Bristol.
Oh, nice. Now, Bristol before they screwed it up? Like when it's still exciting Bristol?
Yes.
Okay.
Bristol, exciting Bristol, night race Bristol.
Nice. So, like, do you remember who won or anything like that?
No.
Any action? Hey.
Do you remember the year?
2000.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it's been a long while.
Almost 20 years.
18, but who's counting?
She's not old or anything. Is that what you're getting at?
Several Busch races in St. Louis and Nashville.
Okay.
Oh, nice. And they're actually talking about maybe bringing Cup back to Nashville.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's not called Busch anymore. Do you know what it's called now?
I don't have a freaking clue.
Okay, Xfinity.
Oh,
like the cable
Xfinity,
company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, good talking to you.
You too, gas man.
Now pick you out a hat. So, Lugs, back to where we were. Where were we, actually?
We just went over picks, basically. And
okay. So, let's talk about this. Thanks, Melissa. You have a wonderful day. So.
Oh, we're talking about a single file.
Hey, everybody. That was our fan, Melissa. Give her a round of applause. So.
We were talking about single file racing. That's what we were.
Oh, yeah, so single file racing, Chris Bell was actually making entertainment.
Yeah.
Joey Logano jumped out and actually made it somewhat of a decent he tried something and it paid off for him. I mean, he actually – the most exciting move all weekend.
Yeah.
You know, without
– I think we're going to see more
without
of that
a doubt.
Today. I think that they figured out how to, like, work that a little bit system, you know, pull the car in front of them back a little bit when they get a run and then – you know, basically leapfrog them, if you will.
Here's the deal. You get that run, you have a very short window to use it.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
so you, I mean, you have to make it count, or you're going. I mean, if you don't literally time it just right to get back in line, you're dropping
to
the back.
So it's a gamble. It's a risky move for sure.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, on the other hand, that's why you probably won't see people in the top five doing it, because, you know, they want to maintain that position. So hopefully we'll avoid it overall, and we'll see the fact that there'll be two, three lines going, you know, three wide, two wide, whatever. But unfortunately, it, you know, that may not be the case. We'll find out.
Yeah.
In about an hour.
Yeah, I'm super. I'm ready. I mean, I'm stoked. I'm ready. This is definitely our funnest day of the year, our most exciting day of the year. To me, this is, you know, I do like football, but this is a greater day than the Super Bowl.
So what was your, why'd you pick Boyer? And why Stenhouse?
I didn't really have a method to the madness other than I was trying to think of someone who drove a Ford, because Ford showed some great speed this week. And someone who's a decent plate racer that maybe has been undervalued in the past. And we all know that Stenhouse has the capabilities of winning the race.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a speedway
races.
Racer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a plate track racer
he's also
or taper
a lot of
taper
stuff.
Plate racer.
Yeah. He's also caused a lot of wrecks.
Yeah, he has, which means that, you know, as long as he doesn't damage himself,
like,
he's
like
he's gonna,
last
yeah,
Daytona that we saw
that
in
we
person.
Seen, yeah. So he had the chance to benefit himself by wrecking people out. Boyer was just something to be different. I would love for him to get this win. I would.
Yeah. I think it'd be good for the sport. He's
yeah,
a fun
and,
driver.
And
to
I think that's one of the reasons I picked him was the fact that
you want to see him.
Exactly. And I was going for Ford drivers because obviously – I like I said, they were kind of showing some good speed throughout the week. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which now I don't think they'll have those same speeds at the smaller tracks. Being a new car and everything, I don't see that.
Really? So you don't with the Mustangs, you don't see them being as competitive?
No, I don't. I at plate tracks is completely different. You know, obviously a Chevy won the plate track last year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
At the 500, Austin Dillon. So, being a new car, how does Chevy fare at the smaller tracks? Martinsville,
right,
Richmond,
right. It took a while. But
mile and a half.
Yeah, it took a while. But
I don't think they'll lag as much as the Chevys did last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a lot more manufacturer input, a lot more manufacturer cohesiveness than what the Chevys had last year. But, again, Super Speedways is a equalizer. You get your poor teams that do well. You get your good teams that do bad. You have.
Do you think Chevrolet is going to outperform them
overall throughout the year? Yeah, I'm already going to call it right now that Chevrolet will win the manufacturer's championship this year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. If that's part of our picks, but if you want to put that down, you can.
I'm going to put that Chevrolet will be more competitive. Than
okay.
Ford and win the manufacturer's championship.
Kill.
So let's just jump into that real quick.
Okay.
Who's your pick for 2019 champion?
Well, let me look at my list of my four that I got down for my championship four, because I haven't. You want to discuss our four, then our champion?
Oh, I didn't pick four.
Okay, so I didn't pick a champion. I just picked four.
Oh, okay. Man, let me think about my four. We might have to come
okay,
back.
Okay, I'll go over my four.
Okay,
then when I get
do
done, you can go over yours, okay?
Okay.
So here's who I think is going to be the championship four. So it's going to be a little bit different than last year because I actually have Chevrolet actually doing something in the championship four this year.
Okay.
Hey, Big Cat, you want to join us here in a few?
Yeah, this is the most professional podcast I've ever seen in my life.
No way.
Yeah, this is legit.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, no.
Well, we can. Maybe, I mean.
Yeah, like, whenever you're ready, 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just talking about picks right now, so you come up and give us your picks.
Right.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so we'll just go ahead before we get into our four. It gives you time to think about your four.
Yeah.
By the way, on the Suarez wrecking deal, you know what? We'll wait. Hold on. We'll ask that question in just a second here.
Okay.
So.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Fantastic. Doing right. Introduce yourself. Big Cat, right?
Big Cat, yeah. Josh Petrowski, owner, proud purveyor, Doc Sports Bar. Nice. Also, very excited for the race today.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys ran into me at Peepo last night at 1 in the morning. I was excited then, too.
Hasn't worn off, has it?
No, I told Jason earlier. I said, I got to keep moving, otherwise I'll get hung over.
So I got a Snapchat from my co-host here at like 2 in the morning. I was panicking that he was going to be like a complete shit show during this episode today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad.
All together, though.
Yeah, I'm glad. So you are a Michigan sports guy.
Absolutely.
Why?
All my family's from up north.
Okay.
From the Hamtramck, Polish neighborhood area and out into Canton. I had some family go to U of M, so I'm a Michigan. Am I good?
Okay.
You picking me up?
Yeah, you're coming through fine. It's just cutting it out. I don't know why. That's a
probably because I'm so good looking.
Yeah, it's a crappy mic.
So there we go. So I'm a Michigan guy. So I am a Team Penske guy. Don't hate me.
No problem. Hold on one second. Let me try something here. Is this turned on or off?
Check.
I don't know. Okay. Did I say on or off? I can't read it.
We are on right now.
Okay.
Plus 48V.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on. But anyway, okay. So your family's from up north.
Yep. So I'm a Team Penske guy. Roger Penske's given a lot of money to the city of Detroit. I think a few years ago, he like bought the whole Detroit Police Department a fleet of new cars.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a big Detroit guy.
Okay.
So I always pull for the Penske guys. Brad's my favorite.
Okay.
I know that makes me a bad guy.
No, you know, actually, he gives me shit all the time. I'm actually a hold on one second. Test. I don't know. I'm going to have to edit this. 21 minutes, remind me, and I can go back and edit that section. Now, for the whole fucking mind's cutting out now, so sorry about that. It hasn't been the whole time. So.
Well, it's also
could be his headset.
Even up here, like, you're cutting out a little bit even. So.
That's what I'm saying is that it could be just a headset's cutting out. It's actually, see, it's going through. It's just a headset's cutting out. See, as we're talking, it's still coming through.
So it's picking it up. It's recording. We're just starting hearing it up
here. The jack's up front here, so.
So Team Penske for sure. Got the championship last year. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was the first one since Brad got it, in 2012?
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm hoping for a Penske win today. I would maybe get emotional if Brad won the Daytona 500. I'm yet to see that in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to be drunk, so I'll probably be emotional either way.
So, I brought this up previously in the episode. There's rumors that you like to get drunk on the 500, like during the day of the 500.
So, I have a tradition every year. I love NASCAR, but the Daytona 500, I usually have to get up and look up who won the next day. But you know what? That's what it's all about. For me, so I bought a sports bar for one specific reason, because sports can bring people together, and I love bringing people together, and I love having a good time. And so anytime there's a rallying point, like a Daytona 500 or a Super Bowl or a March Madness, to get a bar full of people just having a good time, watching people meet each other and make new friends the first time, that's what it's all about for me. That's why I get to live my dream here. It doesn't hurt that I drink for free. But but I just love, I absolutely love big sporting days. And Daytona 500 is one. And regardless of what the temperature of NASCAR is right now, I'm going to do my best to always make sure Daytona 500 gets just as much hype at my bar as the Super Bowl.
Good.
That's awesome. We appreciate that.
Fellow fans, we appreciate it.
Yeah, we're just talking about this. I'm a big football guy. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And maybe it's because I haven't seen the Cowboys, obviously, in the Super Bowl for many years.
Okay.
500 to me is by far a greater event than the Super Bowl ever is.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a start. It signifies there's Daytona 500, March Madness, opening day, boom, 75 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No more jackets.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
So it's kind of the kickoff of that, kind of ramping up. Who's going to win it today? Who do you guys think? Or is that a specific segment?
No, we already discussed that. So we kind of gave our picks. And actually, why we have you on here, we're going to do picks every race. We're going to keep points through the season, kind of create like a wrecking racing fantasy league. So your picks today are the Penske brothers? Logano and Keselowski, or who you think?
Here's what I'm going to say.
We need two drivers.
I got two for you. This is perfect.
Okay.
I'm in the Turoni's pool. Ever since I was the brewmaster at Turoni's, we always have done a NASCAR pool. And there's only eight or nine guys. So what we do instead of numbers, We'll every Saturday before the race, we text, we draft.
Okay.
And then how you finish today will determine your order next week.
Okay.
There's two rounds. I was lucky enough finally to get drawn. Last year I got drawn last in each round. This year I was first in each round.
Nice.
So I had my druthers, and I totally picked Brad to win it, just straight fanboying.
Okay.
And I feel like I'd be betraying his trust if I didn't pick him.
All right.
But my other strategic pick in the second round, I think Jimmy might do it.
Jimmy.
I'm thinking Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy, wow, that's the first Jimmy we have on the board, huh?
Yeah.
I think he's got a shot.
Rough week, but.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to say, man. Daytona 500, I remember a couple years ago, Kurt Busch just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I could easily see, who won it last year? Dylan, right?
Dylan, yeah, Austin Dylan. Yeah,
I could easily see the end of this race. We're all sitting around at the bar and be like, God damn it, Jimmy Johnson again. And so with that foresight in mind, gambling, I picked him.
Okay.
I could see it being a likely scenario.
Yeah, understand. And right. And so just kind of give you a fill in our picks. I had I went completely dart shot off the wall. I chose Clint Bowyer and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. today.
Bowyer's got some hype. Yeah. We were talking about it last night.
Yeah.
Bowyer's got some hype. You went Stenhouse too?
Yeah. He's as an underdog kind of choice. I mean, he's a good plate racer if he doesn't wreck everybody or wreck himself in the prospect. So I completely.
Those are some good picks. That's hard to argue with those two.
You never know what's going to happen in the 500, so yep. I didn't try to go with the usual suspects.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's a crapshoot. You never know. I went with Kyle Busch just because he's hungry for it, man. He's not won it before. You know,
maybe that guy's
just
a bitch. doesn't mean he can't win it.
Doesn't mean he can't win it.
Sorry,
hungry.
Mom.
He's just like Brad, though. I mean, he wants it. He wants it bad.
I agree.
Haven't won it, but they won it. And then Logano. I'm going with Logano. That power move that he made in the dual race to win that.
I just love that some Fords are firing off right now. I'm a Ford man.
Okay. Why is that? Because of the Detroit thing?
Yeah, well, Detroit. I mean, a lot of these manufacturers not just in NASCAR, but, you know, a lot of cars are made up there. Mm-hmm. A lot of vehicles are based their operations out of Detroit, mm-hmm. the Motor City, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just a Ford man. I've always been a Ford man.
Okay.
I drive a Ford pickup truck, and I love it.
Okay,
well,
I'm sorry
Aretha.
To hear that.
That's right. I named her Aretha. She's big, and she's from Detroit. I need to get a black truck,
yeah.
Aretha, but.
Yeah,
That'll be Aretha too. But you're a Chevy guy?
I you know what? I grew up being a Chevy guy, and I worked for General Motors for several years.
Yeah.
And I drive a Chevy now, but I'm not going to lie. I've been actually very unhappy with them in the last couple months.
Yeah, well, being a Chevy guy, my dad always said there's something wrong with everybody.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take it. Yeah.
Anything else for me, boys? I'm going to get back to my ice cold beer.
Yeah, you know, go back to your beer. Thank you.
I can't
you
wait to watch
us.
This race with you guys. It's going to be a great afternoon.
One last thing, Josh. Thank you. Who's your pick? Who's the 2019 champion?
He's thinking everybody.
Huh?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott.
Wow. Ooh, yeah, the Ford boy chooses the Chevy.
Here's the thing. I love these new young drivers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Penske guy. I will root for Chase Elliott for sure.
Good.
I'm
all
about him. I'm all about these young guys getting in there. I love Ryan Blaney. He's on my team.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, I think Chase Elliott is going to surprise everybody.
Okay.
Watch him not even make the chase.
You just
Chase will make
him.
The chase.
I'll
it's guaranteed.
Can you delete that episode?
Yeah.
Hey, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. So now, since we know Big Cat's picks, let's talk about our picks.
All right.
So I'll go with my championship four again, just to give you a little bit more time to think about. So my four, in no particular order, by the way, are Harvick, Busch, Elliott,
which and Busch?
Kyle, and then Larson. So Harvick, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson. I think later in the season, Larson's finally going to pull his head out of his rear end and be able to finish a race without wrecking. And, you know, actually close it out, close the deal out.
Okay. All right. And you want to hit me with your champion or?
So my overall champion, because I really haven't even thought about this.
Now, no reneging, okay. I know you like to do that a lot less.
No. You talk out of your rear end.
I picked these four, but I really meant to pick these four.
No. You're talking out of your rear end. Chase Elliott.
All right, you're gonna.
I'll go with Chase Elliott as well.
Josh, there. Okay.
Yeah, I actually forgot about his pick already, so so it had nothing to do with that. But yeah, let's go with Chase Elliott. This is my season to think outside the box and see what happens.
All right, I can't be mad at that. Man, I wasn't even thinking about picking a top my four, so I'm going to go.
No reneging.
Hey, I don't have that problem.
Okay, well, whatever. Choose an underdog. Okay, Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott.
I don't think that happened. All right, so I'm definitely going to lock in Truex and Joey Logano. Okay.
Okay.
You can't. I mean, Logano's going to be looking to defend his championship, so I got to put him in there. As competitive as Truex was last year, with a folding team, I got to lock him in now that he's with Gibbs. I don't see how you can bet against Harvick. Harvick's still going to be running good there. And since you guys both went with Elliott, I'm gonna leave him out, man. I'm gonna leave him out. I'm gonna go.
You gonna leave him out at top four?
Yeah, he's not.
Hold on. You of all people
don't
are gonna
call
leave
me out. A fanboy. All right, I'm not a fanboy.
I didn't say that.
You
I didn't.
Said that
I didn't
last week.
I didn't say it today. But you're literally gonna leave him out?
Yeah.
Okay. I want
to put
make on
the chase, but not.
I want to put top. On record that blows me away.
He didn't make the top four this year.
I don't care what happened last year. To me, it's still shocking you did not include him.
Why?
Just because I know who you are.
All right. Man, I need one more pick to round out my four.
So you have, let's recap. You have Truex, Logano. Who's your third?
Truex, Logano, Harvick.
Harvick. My money that he picks Blaney.
I really wanted to, but I'm trying to diversify my funds here.
Okay.
And not stay okay. Not pick two cars from the same stable.
I'm actually also shocked you haven't picked Kyle Busch just because of how. And I'm okay with that. It's just, you know, that's a everybody pick, you know.
All right, you ready for this?
Okay, let's do it.
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, man.
There's the fanboy.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was not expecting that at
He's
all.
He's going to come and get number 8. No, I'm kidding. He's not my pick for the overall championship, but he'll make the top 4. That's my prediction.
Okay.
New crew chief. We'll see what happens there.
All right.
My 2019 champion pick is.
Make sure you say it directly into the microphone so everybody can hold you accountable.
Kevin Harvick.
Okay. Harvick.
Take that to the bank.
Harvick was my choice last year. Obviously, I failed.
We both did. I picked Bush, and we both got screwed on that one. It's hard to pick, man.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely is.
Or I should say accurately pick who's going to take. I mean, just there's so many variables and unknowns.
Yeah. Man, somebody's really cranked up the old school country. I'm like, if you guys can't hear this,
George Jones? Merle Haggard?
Yeah, I just seen Big Cat dance with some old guy at the bar. So, yeah, I think he's been started for – I don't know if he ever actually sobered up from last night.
No, he said he – I don't think he did. He just keeps moving around a lot. All right.
Okay. So, let's – you know what? Let's recap the races – or let's recap some news since our last episode, since we're on air, okay? Or do you want to save that for a little bit later? We'll do a second episode today. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do it now, and then maybe we'll do a follow-up episode about the 500 or something. I hope you guys can hear this, because it is ridiculous here. Yeah, I'm glad we got headsets on, because this would be very annoying. What are you looking for?
I was looking at, they got the Daytona 500 odds up on the
TV. Oh, okay. Man, my eyes are so bad, I can't even
it's
gone.
See that. Yeah. I saw Logano and Keselowski were 8-1, so that's
okay.
All I could
so
see
Penske,
before it went
Penske
off.
Running high, yeah.
All right.
You know, one big event of news that happened yesterday, it was announced that Sam Bass passed away.
Oh, yeah.
That's very sad.
It is, absolutely.
And if you don't know who Sam Bass is, you're living under a rock in the NASCAR
right.
community.
Right.
But just in case you don't know, he is the probably the most famous artist that has anything to do with NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah. Responsible for a lot of the paint schemes, iconic paint schemes. Condolences there to his family and fans and friends.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that came up with Jeff Gordon's Rainbow Scheme.
Yes, as well as Earnhardt's Peter Max
yeah.
scheme and, you know, many others. I know he had some health issues last year and had some scares, but this was kind of out of the blue. I hadn't heard that he was having issues again.
Yeah, I agree. I was not expecting that news. And actually, I think you're the first one to send it to me. And we shared it on Facebook and Twitter. But yeah, definitely an unfortunate set
it's
of circumstances.
A rough 6 months here in the NASCAR world.
Yeah, I mean, between J.D. Gibbs, Leonard Wood.
Yeah.
Not Leonard Wood, Glenwood.
Glenwood, yeah.
And then
Pearson.
Sam Bass. I mean, it really has. 2019 sucked. I think I mentioned that on a previous episode. But
yeah.
2019 has really freaking sucked.
Not off to a good start.
No, not at all. Not at all. Other news, let's see. Bubba Wallace today got stuck in his bus. His door wouldn't work, so he had to go out the door in his shitter. Yeah, I think that happened last year as well.
They said Chase Elliott was laughing. I saw it.
You seen that post too?
I saw it on Twitter, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you get to see the Unrivaled? Earnhardt versus Gordon?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Yeah.
I'll say right now. I really wanted to. I have not had a chance to see it.
I think they're re-airing it tonight again, so you
okay.
have to catch it.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to find some way to record
also,
it.
Also, I saw someone
it.
Posted a link up on YouTube, so I think it might be even on YouTube now.
Okay. Kaz Grala, you see he's going to start racing a Chevy.
I did not
see
that.
He got a ride with Richard Childress for some Xfinity races.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good
so
him.
Good for Kaz. That's really cool. I would love to have him on the show sometime. I've actually reached out but haven't heard anything back. That's typical of our...
Unfortunately,
our,
yeah. That's kind of part of it.
Yeah. And the problem is that it's not that people really want to say no. It's that a lot of them don't monitor their inboxes and stuff because they get overwhelmed.
I'm sure. So many people blowing them up with...
Yeah.
You do it for one, then how do you distinguish who you do or don't do it for, you know? So
right.
I understand
right.
it.
Yeah. Let's see. So when we went to Daytona last year, not the 500, but we went to the Coke Zero Sugar 400,
mm-hmm.
and we did a meet and greet with Clint Bowyer. You remember that?
Yes.
I mean, how could we not, I mean, not remember that, right?
Yeah.
So there was a family sitting right behind us that we talked to a lot, and they had a little girl, and the little girl was wearing a poop emoji hat. You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
She had him sign it.
Yeah, so this is where I'm going with this. That she actually, Clint Bowyer loved the hat. He signed it. So he was like, you know, literally right next to us signing this little girl's hat, which was awesome. She's now on Twitter. So her Twitter handle is Poop Emoji Girl. So
surprised that wasn't taken.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I thought the same thing. Or maybe it's Poop Emoji Hat Girl. Maybe I could look it up or whatever. So, but what I was going to is that if you have, I find her and follow her. It's kind of funny. It's a poop emoji girl on is her Twitter handle. So, yeah, and so yeah, follow her. She's a funny little girl. But anyway, her hat. I seen a picture of her hat. It's like signed by so many people now.
Really?
Yeah. So that hat really took off. It's kind of funny.
That's
but anyway,
awesome.
It's awesome.
Good
yeah.
for her. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole family was awesome
That's
to talk
cool.
to last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good time. I hope we get to meet more people like that when we go to Charlotte.
Oh,
you know?
We definitely. I think we will.
I think it'll be. You know what? If you're out there and you're going to the 600, let us know and buy us a drink.
Buy us a drink.
Yeah, buy us a beer.
Like that, Gasman.
Yeah, yeah.
Not. We'll buy you.
All
a
you have to do to pay to see us is buy us a beer.
That could be expensive if it's at the track.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Saying.
That's true. Like, but I mean, we're going to be there from. Essentially, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll get in sometime on Thursday, leave sometime on Monday. But essentially, so Friday, especially, if you're out and about somewhere, let us know and we can try to meet up. You know, we're going to hit some shops and stuff like that. So maybe we'll see you out and about, like Junior Motorsports or Hendrick or Penske or wherever. Wherever we go and visit. So, okay. So now enough of the news and stuff. Let's talk about the races. So let's go back to the duels. First one was won by Harvick. Second one was won by Logano.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only takeaway I had from both of those races is one thing.
Single file racing.
Joey Logano is the only one that had balls.
Yeah. Yeah. The power move that he pulled off. Yeah, exactly why, honestly, he's one of my picks for today. Because I think, again, you can't discount him if he's going to be anywhere in the top five.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know, you got to give props. Blaney's been strong in the plates before. Brad is, and Joey is. So is it Penske's skill and those drivers, or is it the Penske cars themselves?
I think it's the drivers. Because, I mean, Menard's technically a Penske driver now, right?
Yeah, there's no
in the Woods. Yeah, with the Woods brother.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Menard's skill overall. He doesn't have much.
The end.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, he does. He obviously, he wouldn't be where he is if he wasn't talented. But it definitely helps. He has family money, too.
Yeah.
Right, so I think.
Speaking of family money, Michael and Annette, we didn't even talk about who won the Xfinity race yesterday.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet. Well, that's coming up.
Yeah.
That's coming up. So we're talking about the duels now. So anyway, to answer your question, I think it has a lot to do with the drivers are good on those kind of tracks. Logano and Keselowski are good overall. Blaney is okay. He hasn't shown me a whole lot to make him think he's wonderful. I mean, he's definitely decent.
He led a lot of laps here last year, I think, at this race.
Menard is lower of the pack, talented of a driver. But he's still, I mean, obviously he's got more skill than I would be there, right? Ideally, so, yeah. So now we'll go on from the duels, which were almost pointless.
aside from setting up the field, yeah. It was.
I mean, the other most excitement besides Logano was Joey Gase breaking a track bar or whatever, and it's rubbing the track, and his sparks are shooting behind it, which sucks because our logo is on his car.
Yeah.
That's okay. We still love you anyway, Joey. Thanks for coming on the show. We really do appreciate it. So moving on, we'll talk about the truck race. By far the most exciting race of the two races we've had. Official races we've had so far.
Was the truck, yeah.
So the trucks were I don't want to use the F word on the air too much. So it
what
was
changed?
Yeah, well, I try to make it family friendly. So let's just be honest. It was a shit show. How many green-white checkers do we have? Three?
Two or three, but it set a record for number of cautions, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, and each wreck took out half the field that was available at the time.
Yeah. So, at the end, I think they had 8 or 9 trucks running. So there's technically a truck that I mentioned earlier got a top 10 and wasn't even really running. So.
Yeah. Funny. Not really, but we'll say it was. I was like. I think I even posted on Twitter once, WTF.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or OMFG, you know, because it just would not end. It's like, I love it. I love the excitement, but man. And then what truck was it that was playing the Bird Box Challenge? And when the hood went up over his windshield,
he just was driving through the infield. I don't remember who that was.
And then you had the crew member. Like
hit.
Okay, so the guy's telling his team he has no brakes. Why in the hell would that crew member run out in front of the truck?
I don't know. It's not like time was of an essence.
No, like exactly.
He was the only one that ran out there, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't get the memo. Yeah. So I don't know whether he came out of that. I'm sure he's okay, or we would have heard more is my guess.
Yeah, I haven't heard any other updates on it, honestly.
No. But, yeah, poor guy. So, anyway, you know, congratulations to Austin Hill. First race, right? Right? They first win, I mean?
Yeah, first.
And first race with this team, right?
First race with the, yeah, because they were the defending champion.
Yeah, they took Brett Moffitt's place.
Yeah. So Brett's probably got to be a little bit of.
Yeah, Brett was involved with one of the wrecks.
Yeah, but Brett's probably got a little bit of animosity there, right? Getting kicked out, and then that truck goes on to win the championship.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We were talking about the Xfinity race and Moffitt.
That's truck race. Okay, so yeah, so Moffitt, he was involved in that wreck, and his old vehicle or old truck did win the race. I honestly don't remember what the hell we were discussing. So
well,
we were in a groove.
I was going, working towards the Xfinity winner, even though we kind of hit on it, was Annette.
Oh, yeah, you're giving a leeway about family money.
Yeah, basically with the Flying J,
you know,
gas stations. I ribbed on him quite a few times last season. About how, and then I was like, dang it. Because when you told me you'd reached out to him about coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
But, congrats to him. I did rip on him a few times last season, and I shouldn't rip on anybody, but he proved me wrong yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's the nature of all of us fans to do that a little bit. I mean, there's people we love to hate.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, we respect them. Like, for example, I give Kyle Busch shit all the time, right?
Yeah, true.
And, I mean, very this true. Guy is extremely talented, but it doesn't mean I can't rip on him.
Right.
And I would think that if we ever had the opportunity to have someone of his caliber on our show, that he would still come on here and willingly discuss that mm-hmm. stuff, right?
And talk down to us.
Because But my point is that he is a man of his actions, and I am a man who has a show that reflects upon those actions.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't hold it against me, and I can't hold it against him. Plain and simple. It's just, it is what it is. So.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, brother. So anyway, the Xfinity race, what to you was the takeaway or most exciting part of that race?
Not the finish, I'll tell you that.
There was like no movement at top five.
You know, the very first round of pit stops, there was a lot of penalties. Noah Gragson was never a factor.
God, we didn't talk about penalties in the truck race.
I was frustrated about that. I thought Gragson would be more competitive.
Sure.
He screwed himself on one of the restarts. Did you see? Was like three wide. They didn't. I don't know if it wasn't communicated where he was supposed to be, or if he was challenging the spot as far as where he was supposed to be restarting on that restart. But they penalized him there. There was a lot of speeding issues, loose uncontrolled tires. There's just a lot of penalties yesterday in that race. That's what stood out to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't want to take it too far back, but let's take a step back real quick. And about the truck race, man, I could not believe the amount of penalties. And Harrison Burton got penalized how many times?
Oh, yeah.
Or got shuffled back or what? I mean, there was so many mental mistakes. So, anyway, I just thought I'd point that out. That I mean, it was indicative of being the first race of the season, a lot of new people. And I think that might have been the case in Xfinity race as well, is that you had a lot of not necessarily new drivers, but maybe new Xfinity drivers.
Right.
And it's a little bit different than trucks or ARCA, whatever, mm-hmm. sure. So, definitely interesting. We'll see if that has any kind of impact today.
Yeah, I think we'll see some more penalties today. I mean, it's a big, big race. Obviously, people are nervous, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to make a mistake. So I think that's going to be something we'll see more of today, is more errors on the driver's part.
Do you think we'll see any of the penalties for the locking up today? Or you think they're all smart enough not to do that?
So is that a rule in the Cup Series?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I assume
it is.
I assumed it is. If it is going to be in a lower series, I assumed it would be, but maybe not.
I mean, I haven't heard that communication, so I don't know.
Okay.
But if it is a rule, I don't think that people are going to play by it, so they're going to have to police it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we definitely will. We're not too far off from the start of the 500.
Yeah, about 24 minutes or so.
Yeah, so I think it's a good time for us to take a break and grab a bite to eat and some
have a
beers.
Busch beer.
Yeah, we've been drinking Busch, by the way. My goal is by the next time we come on the air, I'd be a little bit drunk. So it'll be a little bit more entertaining of an episode. And then we'll go from there. But I hope to jump back on and do a little bit more recording here after a while.
Yeah,
you
absolutely. We'll step in and be back to a recap or something.
All right, it's a good break. So, all right, let's go get a brewski and
chicken wings.
Sure. All right. Thanks, folks. We'll be back.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.